Are you playing the market, or is the market playing you?
You done taken a wrong turn.
The Money Life Market Call helps you answer the question by discussing what's working in the investment world right now.
It's working. It's working. It's working.
It's real guidance about real investments from real experts.
I play at expert level.
You might find that next great investment you were looking for, or hear that it's time to sell something you expected to hold on to.
Let it go.
You'll learn how investment pros make decisions and what they see for the future.
See your future. Be your future.
You may be excited one moment and angry or frustrated the next.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
But that's just life in the market, as Chuck Jaffe talks stocks, mutual funds, and more.
I can live with that.
In the Daily Money Life Market Call.
Yes, it's Money Life Market Call time, and I'm joined right now by Brian Frank, manager of the Frank Value Fund, FRNKX. I love chatting with Brian, but Brian also, when he's here, proves a point. You hear me say on this show that, hey, different people define value differently, and you have to decide how you're going to define it, because some managers, they're relative value managers, meaning, oh, if everything gets pricey, I'm still buying. I'm buying the best relative value. Some are absolute value managers, meaning I don't buy unless it's cheap enough. And it's really important for you to understand the difference and then to stick with your guns, because you might like the idea of buying underpriced stocks, but one sure way to get sort of the worst out of either relative or absolute value is to say, oh, I'm jumping back and forth between one and the other, because they don't always work in the same markets. One works a little more in certain conditions. The other works a little more in other conditions, etc. But if you want to learn more about Brian's fund, you're going to go to frankfunds.com, and they're on Twitter at frankfunds. Brian Frank, welcome back to Money Life.
Good to be back, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
So I gave that open. I'll let you explain what kind of value manager you are and what you're looking for. But in your case, my audience, I think, will pick it up pretty quickly that your style of investing requires a lot of nerve.
It requires nerve and it requires patience, which are in pretty short supply today. But we think that's a long-term advantage. We come down squarely in the absolute value camp. So if it's not cheap, we're not buying it. And in the meantime, if something's not cheap, we're allowed to hold cash. And that's a big difference between our competitors, even in the value world, because many of those funds like to stay nearly fully invested. And I think it comes from our roots as starting as a single family office. I still do manage money for my own family. And when I was buying stocks when I started out in my career, it wasn't acceptable to go to Christmas dinner with everybody and say, hey, I invested your stocks, in something that's kind of cheap but not really cheap, and there's going to be more volatility, but at least we get to stay fully invested. That just is not an option when you're facing your family members. And I think it speaks with a lot of our shareholders, too, that they don't want to ride the roller coaster. They want good investments at the right price. And if those aren't available, they're fine for me to wait and to hold cash and to keep researching the market. So that's what we do. Most of the time we are fully invested, because as a concentrated fund, we only hold 30 stocks fully invested. It's pretty easy to find 30 great value stocks in a market of thousands of stocks, except for the last few years. That's where the market's really taken a turn here towards higher valuation, and we've taken a turn towards patience and holding cash. So before the last couple of years, the maximum amount of cash we had was about 20% in 2007, which marked the top of the last cycle. Right now, we're sitting at about 65% cash. That's about three times higher than our highest point in our history, which goes back to 2004. And it's just because valuations are high here. We don't see any kind of catastrophe on the horizon. We just see a lot of expensive stocks, and we need to wait to get our pitch, to get the right stock at the right price.
Well, and ultimately, this is where an investor has to know the fund that they're using, because this is why somebody hires you as an active manager, but also uses your fund within a portfolio. You could see a lot of investors who would say, and I realize you pretty much have your money tied up in your own fund, but you could see a lot of individual investors who would be flipping out if they said, wait, I'm 65% cash. But the point here is you're hiring a manager to follow a style with a piece of your money. And if you have been given that piece of my money and you don't feel there's something to invest, the point is I've got to trust your judgment. That's a hard message for investors to get, isn't it?
It definitely is, especially when the S&P and the indexes are going up and we're kind of treading water, staying flat, not losing anything. So we do have people that give us a very large percentage of their net worth, though, because they don't want to ride that roller coaster. They don't want that extreme volatility that traditionally comes with stocks. And it just makes sense to them to have a concentrated portfolio that's invested at the right valuation. So our 65% cash, though, it can change pretty quickly because we're a concentrated fund. The biggest position size we'll take is 5%, so you can see how three or five big position sizes can really take that cash down. And we are a very active and nimble firm, meaning we can get invested pretty quickly because we've been following a lot of ideas. We have a lot of high quality that we keep track of. So when the market does take a volatile turn, we can be making moves when other people can't, and we can take that cash down pretty quick.
Does that mean that if you had something like last Friday, where the grocery and retail sector got pretty well crushed in the news that Amazon was buying Whole Foods, that you're looking going, hey, does anybody get into my bargain territory and is a quick buy?
Yeah, definitely. We have watch lists everywhere. Besides screening the market on our absolute valuation metrics, we just hold quality lists of, hey, that's a great company, but it's just trading at the wrong price right now, and we're interested at the right price. So if we have all the research done, meaning reading the 10-Ks and the Qs and listening to management conference calls, you know, all that qualitative stuff that aids us on the quantitative side, if that's all done and there's a big washout day like last Friday, yes, we can absolutely be making a move within that carnage. That's when you get a good price, is when everybody's on the sell side and you're the one guy out there, you know, putting a bid in.
So who's the poster child right now for the stock that you do like, that you were able to buy at the right price and that you're still holding?
Our most recent position, and it's probably the only one we've taken in the last 3 months because it's been so few and far between, is a company called Lilac Group. The ticker is LILA, and it's actually still part of a larger company called Liberty Global, and the ticker on Liberty Global is LBTYA. So Liberty Global is an international cable company. They have assets in predominantly in Europe. And what they've done here is they've created a tracking stock, which is basically a pre-spin-off stock. So Lilac Group will eventually be spun out of Liberty Global, but for the meantime, it's just a tracking stock. And Lilac Group covers all their cable assets in the Caribbean and Latin America. And what we love about it is it's not really touched by the passive world yet, and that's where all the flows are coming from, and that's where a lot of the high valuation is coming from. Passive people that, by definition, don't do valuation work. And since they're dominating the volumes right now, I've heard upwards of 90% of the volume is both quantitative funds and passive funds. That means you're not really paying attention to how much these companies are worth. So since Lilac Group is a tracking stock, it's not part of any of these indices or ETFs yet, and the stock's gone down significantly since Liberty came out with the tracking there. But it's a cable company. It's very stable. Cable companies don't really go through recessions. People won't go on a cruise or a vacation during a recession, but they'll still, you know, have the staycation, stay home and use their broadband or watch TV. And because of the decline since the tracking stock came out, Lilac Group is very cheap on an absolute basis. We think the stock is worth 2 to 3 times its current value. And broadband penetration in Latin America and the Caribbean is less than half of what it is in countries like Japan, the U.S., and France. So there's a lot of room for growth there, and it's a very strong management team that I've been following my entire career. From John Malone on down, these guys know what they're doing in the cable business, and they have a strong balance sheet to be able to do acquisitions and to kind of squeeze out their competition.
Okay, so that's Lilac Group, LILA, and Liberty, LBTYA. I know one of the stocks that stood out to you last time we chatted was Apple. Are they still there? And help us understand that although you're holding a lot of cash, you still have to sell something out when it winds up going from, hey, it's a great bargain, to I've realized my profits or what have you. So how do you decide when you've got a stock like an Apple that, you know, this is when it's time to take your profits?
Yeah, Apple's one of it's probably our best performer year to date. It's moving like an old, you know, it's moving like a NASDAQ stock in 1999 lately, up 30% or 40% year to date. So that's nice when it happens, but you have to know ahead of time where your valuation sell target is. Apple still has an extremely strong balance sheet with tons and tons of net cash, meaning more cash than debt. And we're not so focused on, you know, the immediate cycle here. A lot of analysts are looking at, you know, the next iPhone that comes out and whether it's going to be a super cycle or whether it's going to underperform. To us, it's more about the valuation, which still does not hit our sell target. It's a lot closer than it was at $100 a share now that it's, you know, in the 150s. But it's we're still hanging on. And the great thing about using valuation as a target is you don't come up with an actual dollar stock price. If they're increasing the profits and the stock is going up, that means if they're going at the same rate, that means the valuation hasn't changed. And over the growth in time here with Apple, it's definitely the stock price is growing faster than the profits, but it still has some room here to go.
Now we're going to find out how you feel about some stocks that my audience is particularly interested in.
Play, hold it.
You got to know when to hold up.
Or fold it.
Know when to fold up.
It's Hold It or Fold It time with my guest, Brian Frank. He is the portfolio manager for the Frank Value Fund. That's FRNKX. frankfunds.com. If you're looking for more information, on Twitter at frankfunds. You know how Hold It or Fold It works, so we're just going to jump straight into it, starting with two requests we got from David in Grass Valley, California. The first is for Goldcorp, ticker symbol GG.
We love Goldcorp. It's one of the few companies out there that's cheap. It's trading below book value, where the S&P is trading well above 2x book value. It's a buy.
Is it that you love Goldcorp, or how much do your feelings about gold play into it as well? I mean, gold right now, I can't imagine you love a lot of players on the gold side of things.
No, we look at balance sheets, and Goldcorp has minimal amount of debt, and they have a very low cost of getting the gold out of the ground. That's how I value gold. You look at the marginal cost of getting gold out of the ground, which is around $1,200 to $1,300 an ounce, and that's where gold is trading right now. So I'm not necessarily a gold bug. I don't have a view on whether it should be trading at $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce. I see a cheap stock here that's trading below the assets that they have in the ground, and I see a strong management team with a strong balance sheet. So that's a quality company.
Yeah, well, the answer is you just valued gold, or you talked about gold, valuing gold in the form of Goldcorp the same way you would if it was LeadCorp. Right? It's
exactly.
It's not the precious metal, it's the company. That was a buy on GG Goldcorp. David's other request, Ford Motor Corporation. That's ticker symbol F.
I think Ford is the strongest automotive company, but I think the industry as a whole is in for some big trouble. We're seeing incentives really go up as they're trying to get rid of last year's model. And the rest of the industry is not going to let their market share go. So they should be cutting production, all of these companies, but they're not because they don't want to lose market share to each other. So I think Ford is going to be dragged down by GM and all the other car companies as rates go up here and people can't afford to lease cars at the same price. So I think it's a sell.
That's a sell. If my sounders were working, we'd have the skidding crash sounder on Ford Motor Corp, ticker symbol F. Dave in Beaver Dams, New York, wants to know about ExxonMobil. That's XOM.
I think ExxonMobil is kind of the poster child for the ETF world here, as it's a big chunk of the XLE and it's a big chunk of the S&P 500. And I think there's a lot of bad stuff going on right now in the oil patch, and it should trade at a much lower valuation. I think it's a sell.
So that would be a sell, a fold on ExxonMobil, ticker symbol XOM. Now, we talked about Lilac Group and how it's part of Liberty. We're talking about a different Liberty right now. For Donald in San Mateo, California, he wants to know about Liberty Tax Incorporated, which is ticker symbol TAX.
Liberty Tax is one of my favorite companies out there. It meets our absolute valuation metrics. They had a bunch of tough times the last few years, and the CEO is calling for growth this year. So it's trading at a value price right now, but the CEO is calling for growth. That's a disconnect, and that's a buy.
And so Brian very strongly believes in Liberty. on all fronts here. But in this case, Liberty Tax, ticker symbol TAX. And last, for Brent in Chandler, Arizona, and Mark in Mitchell, South Dakota, it's Domino's Pizza Corporation. That's DPZ.
You have a phenomenal company here that's done some amazing things, but it is trading off the charts in terms of valuation. Last year at $120 a share, it was above its high valuation for the last 10 years, and now it's gone up maybe another 80% from that price. So there's just too much risk here for this growth. It's a fold.
And, of course, if I had the Sounders running right now, we'd be playing the Pizza Pizza Sounder, which is the competition. And it's not that you'd like their pizza better, but it might be that you'd like their price better. Not their prices, their price. Because the stock price on Domino's Pizza might give you indigestion. That's the message from Brian Frank. DPZ, Domino's Pizza Corp, was a fold. And unfortunately, we've come to the end of our time with Brian Frank. But Brian, it is always a pleasure. Thanks so much for talking to me. I hope we get a chance to do it again soon.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Brian Frank, everybody. He is the manager of the Frank Value Fund, FRNKX, president of Frank Capital Partners. If you want more information on the fund or the firm, frankfunds.com on Twitter at frankfunds. All right, this was a fun show today, but we've got more fun scheduled for the rest of this week. So sit through this break. We'll tell you what Brian talked about that others have discussed recently on the show, and we'll set you up for the rest of the week before we send you home. That's next. Stay tuned.